So that, like, raccoon in the back of your truck, is that for, like, fucking or eating? Is that?
Shelter.
Oh. Okay. Right.
Davy Crockett? You familiar?
No.
You don't have that over there?
No.
Remember the Alamo? Draw a line in the sand. Davy Crockett, famous Texan. It's a raccoon hat. It's not even actually a real raccoon. It's a raccoon hat. It's a pelt.
Oh, I don't understand your language. Yeah. Hi, guys. Welcome back to The Kat Baker Show, the longest running podcast in the world, the number one podcast in the Philippines, hosted by I, Kat Baker, voted number one person in the UK. Today, we are joined by a Texan prince, would you say? A prince?
I like that. Never been called that, but
a king or a jester?
You know, probably a peasant, but I like
that. A peasant, yeah. Okay, yeah. Uncle Laser.
Yeah. Yeah, howdy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I'm well.
You are a comedian, a funny man.
I'm actually gay.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. You're telling me you also play the harmonica, though.
I do. Yeah. I don't have it on me, but yeah. I usually do. But
I should probably let everyone know I'm actually currently in Texas. I'm in Austin.
You're at the Hide Your Mom Studios.
Yeah. Hide Your Mom Studios. Yep. Thank you for having us. And I thought, who is the most Texan person I've ever seen? And it was Uncle Laser. So I thought you could show me around.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah. And I'm not coping well with the heat here.
It's not even hot, darling. It's
37 degrees, which is a lot.
So you can't say that in tech, because 37 degrees is damn near freezing in the Fahrenheit system.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, what, 90? That's not that bad.
When it's that weather in London, everything locks down.
When
you
it
have
gets
to, like,
that
stay
hot?
Inside, yeah.
Don't it rain and shit over there all the time, though? Aren't y'all
gloomy?
Yeah,
but we have a couple days a year where it's like that, and it's crazy.
No shit.
Yeah, and people die normally.
And your accent is North London?
Just London. I have an accent called an estuary accent, right? Which is somewhere between Cockney, all right, love, and the Queen's English.
Okay.
Like, cup of tea. It's like middle class.
Okay.
Like, from just outside of London, kind of.
Okay,
yeah.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that.
What's your accent?
Inbred.
Yeah, inbred. Yeah,
That's cousin. That's cousin fucking right there. Yeah. Take it that.
To be fair, the British, we fuck our cousins a lot. That's how the royal family was made.
Yeah, they're all, to keep the bloodline pure or whatever.
Yes.
But I don't know if you know this. Fun fact. You know if you have, like, food allergies?
Yes.
You know that's an extension of your bloodline being inbred? That's a genetic mutation of bloodlines being too similar?
I have no food allergies.
Well, you could have fooled me. How about that?
Am I the first British person you've ever met?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
What other British people have you met?
So it was about 6 summers ago,
mm-hmm.
Okay? I was still working in Oldfield. My brother calls me, my baby brother, and he said, hey, I met these boys from the English military, the British military.
Why?
And he said, they're nuts. And you need to come hang out with them. So they were staying on holiday.
Probably had sex with them, yeah.
They seem like your type, I'm going to be honest with you. And super cool dudes. They had Airbnb. They stayed for like 2 weeks, hung out with them the whole time. Dan and Paul and Indy and Alex. But basically, I knew they were nuts when they're like, I showed them my stun gun that I have, a little taser. And he's like, all right, shoot me with it. Just instantly. So I shot him with it. But the craziest shit was, Indy was... We were smoking weed or whatever, hanging out, and on the Airbnb there was a house and the garage, and we were all jumping, just fucked up, jumping from the house to the garage. Well, he jumped and slipped on the edge and fell, and he broke his ankle, like,
oh
when he fell.
God.
And he goes, I think it's broken. And he goes, I can't go to the hospital here, but we got free healthcare. And, and he goes, I'm going to wait it out.
Yeah,
and he, for 3 days, hobbled around on a broke ankle and got back and got it fixed.
Yeah,
so,
that
nuts.
Is, I mean, I do have travel insurance, but yeah, if something were to happen to me out here, I would
wait, right? Free
healthcare. I'd wait.
Yeah.
Well, no, actually, I would get treated, and I think I paid 70 quid, and I should cover about £10 million worth of healthcare expenses.
Really?
I didn't
know that was a real thing.
Yeah, so if you want, you could, like, push me in front of a car or something later if you wanted to test it out. See if
that's a weird first date, but
I'd love to.
Not my weirdest Wednesday.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But am I the first British woman you've ever met?
Like, met in person?
Yeah.
No. I'm pretty cultured.
Yeah, you get around.
Well.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. You're the first Texan I think I've met.
Really?
Yeah. Well. Yeah. I've met a lot of coastal liberal elites.
Yeah, those people.
Yeah.
Those really ain't my people.
Yeah.
Put your cowboy hat down real quick. Let's just look into that camera and get you a good hat flick. You know what I'm saying? Like this. Well, do it. There you go.
Yeah, there we go.
That works.
I was very good at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So you're from Kiltony.
Well, I wasn't born there, but yeah.
Yeah.
I perform on it from time to time.
But I can't believe your first set was on there.
The first time I ever did stand up.
That's a crazy thing to do.
Yeah, well,
because most people are really terrible for their first few times of doing stand up. So to do it in front of a big audience.
Yeah. I mean, I was still terrible, but I had enough charisma to get by.
Yeah.
And then.
No, you're not terrible.
Not now, but earlier days, I kind of was.
So how long has it been?
July was 2 years I've been doing it.
Oh, yeah. And then you've been gigging a lot.
Yeah, I've been touring.
Yeah. Like you always look busy on your Instagram.
Yeah, it's killing me slowly.
Yeah.
But it's
fun.
Yeah. It's a lot better than drilling holes in the ground in the fucking desert. So.
Yeah, that's what you did before.
Yeah,
right?
I was in the oil field.
Does that pay good money?
When I quit my job to go do comedy full time, I was making right around $350,000,
$400,000. Fuck off.
Swear to God.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I had a career. I had a fucking, like, actual career, and then I'm like, oh, I want to go do comedy, which is, don't get me wrong, I love it, and I'm making good money, like, now, not that kind of money yet.
Yeah.
But it was like, you know, I'd work, like, some hitches you'd work, like, 90 days, and you only go home for 15.
Oh, my God.
You know what I'm saying? So there's trade-offs to it. Yeah, it was good, but the work was kind of hard, but, yeah, you know, but money don't buy happiness. It just buys a change of misery.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw, I posted on Instagram, I recently became a doctor. I have a PhD.
No, you don't.
I do.
Do you really?
Yeah, I actually do.
From where?
From a university in the UK.
No shit.
Yeah.
What's your PhD in?
Social policy.
So right. Is that like where you implement the mask mandates and shit?
You could, yeah, it could be stuff like that. I didn't do that. Okay. That wasn't
what
me.
What do you do full time now, if you don't mind me asking?
Content.
You're just
OnlyFans, comedy, stuff like that.
When you say OnlyFans,
yeah,
do you mean like actual?
Yeah.
Like, oh shit, me too.
Yeah. Do you actually?
Yeah. So the first video I ever made was called Blowjob Trivia.
Do you get your hole out?
No, I never showed hole, but I did get my wiener sucked.
Okay.
So it was basically like my buddy CJ and Sonya. Shout out CJ and Sonya. They got real rich on the OnlyFans during the pandemic. They made like $3 million first.
Okay.
Show. And they're like, I come up there and I meet him. They're like, yo, let's do some content. Where I was doing a show in Vegas. And I was like, man, I really don't want to fuck on camera. And he's like, well, we can just do like a blowjob trivia. I go, what is that?
Yeah.
So we get our wieners sucked. His wife's doing him. And they had a friend who was like a famous porn star. And we have to answer American history trivia. And when we get it right, they keep going. When we get it wrong, they stop.
Okay.
But with everybody in the room, the lights, and you realize how fucking retarded you are and you don't remember anything, you instantly go soft. So it's like a race against time. I wind up winning 17 minutes in, but yeah, I made like 50K off that video.
Oh my God. Well, yeah, so I did do sex on camera for, I don't do it anymore. I'm just on my own now.
Okay.
I just, most just get naked, really. I've said this before, but I'm just not a porn star. Like, I'm not good at it. Like, I'm not very good at sucking dick or fucking... I guess I was giving an experience for people that wanted to watch it, like, you know, if you're having a slightly unenthusiastic one night stand. So I guess that was the vibe I was giving.
There's a market for that. Buddy.
Exactly.
There's
bloody
a market
exactly.
For that.
And I did nail it. But yeah, now I'm just sort of do my own thing.
I like
really.
That.
Yeah.
I like that. I like
because
that.
I'm a classy lady.
Classy from the Queen's Old English type. Yeah.
But yeah. But talking of blowjob trivia. Do you have soggy biscuit here in the US?
A what?
Soggy biscuit.
What the fuck is
so
that?
So it's when all men sit around in a circle and they jerk on a biscuit or like a cracker. And the last one to come has to eat it.
Oh. Oh, that's like Russian roulette.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally.
No, we have like stranger danger where like we'll all get blindfolded as an initiation and sit on our hands and we'll jerk off the guy next to us.
Yeah. Wow. Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And you just play that at parties and things.
Yeah, you know, like women have like Tupperware parties and shit.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like that.
Oh, wow.
Just for dudes jerking each other off.
I used to live in this city in the UK, which is like the gay capital of the UK, right?
Which city is that?
Brighton.
Oh, yeah. Their football team sucks.
Brighton Albion.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you support a British football team?
Yeah, I love Manchester.
United.
Yeah, United. Red Devils.
Yes.
Yeah.
But, and I had some gay male friends and they would go to like the sauna there. And it's like, he said there was a room where it's pitch black and you go in and you just sort of feel things and sit on things. And often it's a 70-year-old man, but that was.
Yeah, the gays are kind of progressive, ain't they?
They really know how to have a good time.
On some real shit. I had a gay roommate, he just moved out. He's a comic as well.
Mm-hmm.
But he's like, boy, looks like an Abercrombie Fitch model. He's handsome. He's a great wingman, but he is a what they call a bottom, which I didn't know they had preferences.
Yes.
I thought they just took turns, but apparently he goes, yeah, no, I'm a starfish bottom, okay? And right. I was like, awesome. But we were playing Call of Duty the other day, and we're like fucking up these 12-year-olds and just talking shit to them. And
you mean on Call of Duty?
Yeah, fucking 12-year-olds. Yeah,
you weren't 12-year-olds. No.
But I'm in my room. He's above me. He's in his room. And he's like, hey, man, I got to get off for about 45 minutes to an hour. I'll be back. I was like, where are you going? He's like, I'm going down the street. I got to see this man about his pool. And I was like, what do you mean? He's like, I just got to see his pool. I was like, are you a pool boy? He goes, I'll be back in an hour. I go, okay.
Okay.
And so he comes back in an hour. And I said, what's up, dude? He was like, oh, yeah, we can use old boy's pool. I go, what do you mean? He goes, yeah, I went over there and I blew him in his Mercedes Benz in front of his in his driveway, and we got access to his pool all summer. I go, what? I was like, you didn't take him to Sonic or you didn't? I was like, did you know him? And he goes, no, he hit me up on Grindr. He lived like 4 blocks down. I figured I'd walk over there and get us a pool for the summer. I said, holy shit, dude, gazers. I love it.
Now that's a friend doing that for you.
That's a homie.
Yeah. Gay men have a great time. Lesbians don't know how to have a good time, to be honest.
You don't think?
No, they tend to sort of sit around in book circles and kind of. Look, I've had my lesbian phase. You know, I was there. I did it. And it was. There's a lot of calling each other out and calling each other in and kind of discussing things. Whereas gays, they just fuck. They just fuck.
They're just there for a good time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Damn, we know different lesbians then.
Yeah, I mean, that was
like a book club lesbian.
Well, I was, to be fair, I went to like a university that was like, took itself very seriously, so that's probably why.
Is it Tony Blair that y'all's prime minister or anything? Did I get that wrong?
About 20 years ago,
Okay, so I'm up to current events.
Yeah.
Is it real liberal? How is it over there?
So our prime minister at the moment is Keir Starmer, who is the left-wing party.
So that's what I meant. Do y'all have a party system like we do here?
Yeah, so it's mostly the left-wing and then the right-wing party. It's the Labour Party and then Conservatives. However, the Labour Party, who are in power, they're a lot more right-wing than they used to be about 30 years ago or whatever. Tony Blair kind of made them more centrist, I would say.
Okay.
So that's kind of, up until recently. So we only recently got as prime minister. Before that, it was a conservative government for a long time. And it was an absolute, they went through so many different prime ministers.
I've never heard of this before. I don't know why that's out there. I don't know if y'all can hear this, but there's a gigantic leaf blower off camera.
Yeah.
This has never happened before.
Yeah.
Hey, Giorgio, is that going to fuck shit up? We'll edit it out. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. It's all part of the ambiance of Texas life.
Yeah, those are the Mexican people doing the lawn. So
that's
very authentic Texan.
We don't have Mexicans in the UK.
No, y'all have like Middle Easterns or something, ain't it?
We have a lot of Bangladeshi, Pakistani people.
We're back. Sorry. So Tony Blair.
We did take a 10-minute break because you had to go fuck that raccoon in your car, which was quite unusual.
You know what, dude? Yes.
Yeah.
It's already dead.
Mm-hmm. So.
Can't get away.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Tony Blair. Yes, I have had sex with Tony Blair.
God, I love that.
That's what you were asking.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. You have a face.
Of?
That says radio.
I'm ugly.
No. It means you have a strong voice.
A strong voice.
In your face.
A strong voice in my face. Is that just because I'm British?
Tony Blair.
Yes.
What about him?
Well, what would you like to know?
No, no, fuck Tony Blair. Tell me, but ain't y'all got like some badass like immigration problem over there right now? Everything I see.
Oh, so there was a lot of race riots recently.
Yeah, what was that about?
There was Brat Summer and Race Riot Summer over in the UK.
Brat Summer?
Yeah.
What is Brat Summer?
Oh my God. You don't know what Brat Summer is?
I have no idea. I'm not even fucking with you.
Oh my God. You're the straightest man alive, right? So,
well,
Charlie XCX had an album called Brat.
Okay.
And it was like Brat Summer. It was like the thing.
What is Brat?
Like her album.
What does the Brat represent?
It's just like doing lots of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. Summer. Yeah.
Ciggies, but it's mostly for the girls and the gays, I guess.
I love cocaine in the summertime.
Yeah. But so we had that, but then we also had a lot of race riots because people were angry that there's a lot of immigrants. But I don't know. I think we have probably the same amount of immigrants as you guys. I don't think it's like much more. We have a lot of, well, I don't know, we could get into the statistics.
No,
of the
I mean, we don't have to, I don't even
UK.
Like doing the news stuff. Yeah, I just, all I remember I seen like something happened, some immigrant killed some girl at a ballet or some shit like
yes.
that.
Yes, although he was actually born in the UK, but he was like, comes from a second, third generation immigrant, I guess.
Yeah.
But, oh no, yeah, it was like a terrorist attack.
That was like
at a Taylor Swift dance class.
Yeah, it was like, it's crazy.
Yeah, oh yeah, it was horrific. Yeah, but I mean, we've had that by non-immigrants as well, stuff like that. But
yeah,
normally, not much. When that happens in the UK, it's awful. But when people are doing it with a knife, they can't get as far as when people are doing it with guns.
With a gun.
Because we don't really have guns. Although, actually, to be fair, there was a shooting in my neighborhood like a couple months ago.
Really?
Yeah. And a 9-year-old girl got shot.
A 90-year-old girl?
Nine. Got caught in the crossfire.
Caught in the crossfire? Yeah. Oh, dude, that's terrible.
So we do have that. Comedy podcast.
Hey, let's end. We're back. Okay. Yeah, that's nuts, dude. Sorry, but I didn't mean to bring up all the fuck. Hey, you know what, guys? Sorry. You know.
Have you ever been shot?
No, never been. Well, with a BB gun.
Okay. Is it?
Pellet gun.
Have most Americans been shot at some point or?
Well, you know, I would say probably not, but I'm sure there have been more people than the UK, probably.
Probably.
Right. But yeah. I mean, it's not as bad as, I don't know what the media does anymore. They paint things out to be a certain type of way, but it really ain't. If you turn off your fucking TV and go love thy neighbor and go out and hang out, it's not that bad.
Suck your neighbor off for a pool, free pool.
And
time.
The thing about it is we had a community pool. We had a community pool in the neighborhood. So we didn't even need that pool, but I mean, What a treat that is. When life gives you a pool, suck a man's dick, get another pool.
Yes.
That's what I say.
We don't have pools in the UK. We have puddles.
Okay, you know what? Interview over. No, I'm kidding. No, what do you mean puddles? Like when it rains?
You know, when it rains, you get the little sort of...
Oh, so you dance in the street water?
Yeah.
God, I love you. How old are you, if you don't mind me asking?
30.
Are you?
Yeah, hey, how old are you?
I thought you were way... I'm 34.
Yeah, people often think I'm 12.
Oh,
so, so that's very weird of you to invite a 12-year-old to this...
Yeah.
Building in the middle of Texas, but I'm 30.
Damn, dude.
Yeah.
What's your horoscope?
Taurus.
Oh shit, we're compatible as fuck. Hell yeah.
What does that mean?
See, I dated this fucking witch. That's how I got on Kill Time. I dated this fucking witch.
Yeah.
And she taught me everything about it, which I didn't want to learn, but she had a pussy like a snapping turtle. So
you gotta learn.
I love her very much.
But I do have some. My audience, right, are mostly horny, autistic men.
Beautiful.
So some of them have some problems that need to be answered.
Let's do it.
Can I give you some problems that they need?
Yep.
I've got them here on my phone.
Okay.
Okay. Right. And I feel like you can give some uncle-y advice.
All right, that's what I'm here for. Dude.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a beer when you're underage and I'll give you advice.
Yeah. Maybe touch you up as well.
Whoa. Father-friendly hands, how have we been?
So, first question is, it's from a man, okay?
Okay. Do you want to send that to Giorgio so you can pull it up on screen? Do y'all do that at y'all's podcast? We'll do it later.
I'm making them up.
Oh, you're making them up. Okay. Sorry. Hey.
Because I forgot to ask for questions. Right, okay. This is from a man, okay? I made out with my male friend last night. Does that make me gay?
I need a little more circumstance than that. To be fair, in what setting?
I think it was like a drunken sort of...
Oh, no. No, if you're not kissing your best friend on the mouth when you're blackout,
yeah,
you're not a real homie.
Right.
Duh.
Yeah.
I mean, hey, man, I'm gonna go make out with this chick, but I need to take a lap. I need to take a trial run.
I do think men, it's a shame men, I feel like they can't make out with their male friends freely without labels.
I'm gonna be honest with you, I ain't never done it just to do it.
Okay.
But I have done it to watch two other chicks scissor. Right. So we kind of up
right,
the ante
okay,
there,
yeah. You know? So it's an exchange.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you got a quin or a pound and you got to get an American dollar, it's an exchange rate.
Right. What's a quin?
Did you say quin? Quid?
Quid.
Is that the fucking money from Harry Potter? What is that?
Quin.
Quidditch? What are we talking about?
2 Quidditch for your finest cup of tea, please, yeah. Sir. Yeah, that's exactly how we talk. Yeah, so you think, so if it's drunken, he's not gay.
Did he stay the night? If he stayed the night, it's gay.
Okay.
But if it's just in passing?
I think it was just like out at the pub.
Yeah, it's just a pat on the butt. The
having a
shit.
Little snog.
Pat on the butt. Good game.
Yeah.
Good game.
We say snog.
Snog?
Yeah.
I've called women that I've laid with. And I didn't want them there. And it's, hey, snog your ass on out here.
We say snog and shag.
I do like shag.
Yeah.
I was a big Austin Powers guy growing up.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Of course. Yeah. A legend, amongst the British.
Yes.
Although he kind of did us dirty with the sort of bad teeth representation.
Yeah, where did that come from? Why is that?
So we do have bad teeth, I won't lie. Like, yeah. When I come to the US, I do think people are more attractive and better groomed here.
Sure.
Than in the UK. Like, I will... We are quite an unattractive nation. But we're not as unattractive as the Irish. They're really ugly.
Because they're potato farmers.
Yes.
Yes.
And they have even like, and they're even more sort of inbred than us. So.
Well.
Yeah.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Yeah.
You know, and I don't, if you want to make out with your best bud, don't do it twice.
What about cousin?
I lost my virginity to my second cousin.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we didn't know. I mean, we knew.
But, you knew. You
know, we had the same last name. We knew. But it's convenient. You know, we're sitting at the kids' table at Thanksgiving.
This is a question I often ask men. I say, would you fuck your second cousin if they're hot?
Yeah.
And you, yeah.
Yeah. We live so far out in the country. We didn't have a lot to pick from. You know, and
yeah.
I'm sorry that my lady cousin is hot. So, yeah.
So soon,
the wettest it felt like. We're not supposed to be doing this, you know?
Right.
Like, it's real Romeo and Juliet.
Like stepsis.
Yeah. Mm. Well, even stepsis is like legal, right? Because you ain't blood.
Yeah, but second cousin's legal.
You know?
Because Google it.
I hope so, you know? Yeah. Yeah, great gal. She got hit by a train, though.
She's still alive.
Yeah, but define that. She's vegetable state of state, vegetable-ish state. But I love her very much.
She didn't jump in front of it because of
what
happened.
Well, she's like, hey, then nobody wants us to be together. I'm like, yeah, because we're related. The town hates us. And then she's like, we're going to kill ourselves. And I go, your pussy's not that good. You know? And so she jumped and I didn't.
You're about to jump at the same time.
Yeah, but
you
I faked it. I thought she was too. But son of a bitch. You gotta love her drive. Hell yeah.
Women, eh? Just got to let them do what they want.
Some of them are nuts, bro.
Yeah.
They get crazy.
What's the nuttiest woman
that
experience?
Witch I dated?
Okay, yeah.
So last time I seen her now, I hadn't seen her in like 8 months. We split and we rekindled about something, I forget. But she come over now and we spend a good weekend together. And that Sunday night, we ordered some Thai food.
Okay, yeah. Okay?
And I got love a little good Thai food. And we're laying in bed naked. And my bed reclines up like that, so it was watching shit.
Mm-hmm.
And we got in an argument about something.
Mm-hmm.
And she had that bowl of Thai food, hot, steaming-ass Thai food.
Right.
And she launched that bitch at me, butt-ass naked in my bed. I moved out the way and hit all the back wall. I mean, fuck the wall, fuck my sheets up. Then she fucking Superman punches me. Bow,
oh, my
mouth,
God.
Fuck my shit open. Now, I ain't never hit a woman.
Yeah.
Because they fall weird, you know. And then So I picked her ass up off me. I pushed her off of me. And then she comes at me again. I just have to hold her, you know, because I can't hit her. But
yeah.
I'm like, you're going to get, I'm like, bitch, get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're screaming. And she's like, storms out of there. Well, I have a little wooden Bigfoot statue that I got in Alaska. Right. About yay high.
Yeah.
And I took that bitch out and I chased her out to her car and I damn near threw her through a window. But I held up and didn't do it. But that was the last time I seen her. But we did fuck shit like that. She tried to stab me one night with a knife and then later tried to blame it on the full moon.
Oh my God.
And I was like, that moon didn't do that. Moon didn't do that. You stopped taking your prescription medication. Yeah. You started microdosing mushrooms. I said, that's what happens when you do that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, I've had some crazy ones.
I think the most argument I've ever gotten to with a gentleman is probably it ended in just a very passive-aggressive conversation. That's how we do things in the UK.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, we don't get physical. Yeah, we just sort of... In fact, we don't even have sex. That's just how we do it.
Dock.
Yeah. And then we just sort of, we try to avoid eye contact during as well. So
that's strange.
Yeah.
Huh?
We hate eye contact.
You've made eye contact with me.
Well,
this
I'm
whole...
very uncomfortable right
are
now.
Are you?
Yeah.
You are sweating a tad bit.
I am. That's also because I'm, not adjusted to the heat.
Okay.
Yeah. But that's how we do it.
I love that, actually.
Right. Let me give you one more. Give me.
You don't have any female questions?
My audience are 98% horny men.
Okay. See, mine are the same. Mine's the same.
Yeah.
I don't get a lot of female
Do
questions.
You have a big gay audience?
I wouldn't say big, but I do have a following there. Like, okay. Yeah. I mean, I cater to everybody.
Yeah.
I'm a giver.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's usually like fat single mothers and... You know, 98% autistic males.
Yeah. And we love them. They're our bread and butter.
Oh, yeah. No,
we wouldn't diss them. Yeah.
No.
So, okay. So this guy, right? So he's a manager at his job, right? And he wants to ask out an employee that's below him.
Guy or girl?
Girl. Should he do it?
And now, manager of what? Can I ask that?
It
didn't specify.
He says he works at a bar.
It's a slippery slope, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because you're not supposed to dip your pen in the company ink.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
But bars.
Yeah, but when you say bars, I mean, it's like same shit. It's like, where do you see that one going?
Yeah.
Because if she's attractive, which, you know, hopefully she is. She's going to be getting hit on nonstop being an attractive bartender, and he's got to be the manager and see that. And, like, I mean, I get it fucking your boss to get ahead in the company corporate ladder, but he's just a manager at a bar.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I mean, I'd say ask her out, but I don't want to bring my chick to work with me every day. That's kind of hard.
Yeah.
Right? Like, if I had to see the woman that, you know, I come inside of, every day outside of coming inside of her.
Yeah.
In a work environment. You got to really like somebody, I guess, to do that.
You see, you didn't have any romance on the oil fields.
No, the women that worked out there, we called them rig nickels. Okay. They were built like garbage trucks. So, no, that's not something you really want to date.
Did she get prostitutes visiting the rig?
When I got into it in like 2010,
mm-hmm.
the really Western days of the oil field, had kind of, because OSHA became a kind of a thing, because like land drilling became, used to you could get Western. You didn't even have to wear fucking FRCs, which is fire retardant clothing. Like, you could just do what the fuck, you could drink on a rig while you're working. Like, you're in the middle of nowhere, no one gave a shit. But as like the internet and everything and
so
shit
it became
like that,
woke.
Yeah, it became woke. Like, they implement like safety shit. So no, you couldn't. But I will tell you one story. I remember when I was working out in Midland. You know, Midland was the central hub of the West Texas Permian Basin. That's where everything was kind of shipped into and then distributed out to everywhere. They had some strip clubs out there. And I won't name the strip club, just so I don't get nobody in trouble. But I do recall hearing, I never visited it or had a incident with it myself personally, but I know several guys that did. They would fly in these like stripper escorts from like Russia or Ukraine.
Whoa.
Okay. And I knew some boys that I'd worked with at the time. They, you know, Friday night hit, you know, it's only an hour to drive Midland. They go there, take that paycheck, and they go get ignorant in them goddamn strip clubs. Well, a lot of prostitution shit going on in them strip clubs.
Oh, yes.
Well, some of them, stable of ladies had HIV.
No.
And about 7 people personally that I know wind up getting HIV.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so, you know, it sounds like a good time, but
yes,
then, you know, you got that. I mean, you can still live now. They make medicine and shit.
Yeah, they do.
But once you got it, you kind of got it.
Yes, yeah, pain in the ass to have it. You know what term I love in the U.S., and I wish we had in the UK, is lot lizard.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. It's fucking a lot lizard to tears. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't really have, I mean, yeah, we have truckers. There's prostitutes for truckers, but yeah, we don't have the sort of lot lizard culture, which is a shame.
Which, and I'm from the country out there in Texas, so I've seen the worst of the worst when it comes to lot lizards. Like, they're all scaly and gray. You know what I'm saying? But I also know, I got a couple friends.
Yeah.
They're escorts, lady of the nights.
Yes.
Like but they are smart about it, right? And they're good looking, so that helps.
Yeah.
But I know one girl, she dated a guy or was like a sugar baby escort thing. She signed a contract with him for 7 years, and after 7 years is up, she got both his houses.
Whoa.
She owns 2 big-ass fucking houses here, and she's doing it right, you know? So to each their own. I don't give a fuck what you do. Just don't ask me to borrow money.
If you were an escort, what would your price be?
Well, we'd have to see what the guy's worth. You know? We stage it like that. You know what I'm saying? So, hey,
yeah. I think mine would. I think I could comfortably charge $500 for an hour. Do you think I could charge that?
What all happens in an hour, though? Is that no holds bar? Anything you want? Because if you're going to do anal, you need to go.
I was thinking maybe like a hand job.
And at 500?
And a reluctant blow job.
What does reluctant mean?
Just sort of like,
I don't want to be here.
Yeah.
See, and I always hate that, right? I really do. And the reason being, as a performer myself, if I do anything with reluctancy, it's going to be bad. But let me tell you something about the wiener and how it works. If you're enthusiastic during that blow job, you probably got to do it for a shorter amount of time because guess who's coming? Me, real quick, right? So the fucking quicker you get it done, the less you got to fucking be down there, ain't it?
That is very
great
true.
Logic.
That is wise words. But the thing is, though, what if maybe sometimes when you get a bit enthusiastic, I feel like that's when women get a bit bitey.
TV,
yeah,
is what we like to call it. TV,
yeah.
No, most of the reluctant blowjobs have been teething, and because they're like, I don't know, I can't get it. You know what I'm saying? But like the enthusiastic ones feel like you put your wiener in a shop vacuum cleaner. You
right?
Know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah. 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 What does a blowjob feel like?
Well, good for sure. Yeah, it's sometimes I like it better than having sex.
Right.
To be honest. Right. What about yourself?
If I was a man,
if you're getting your canola eaten, do you like that better or worse? And
no, I think sex is better.
You do like so? Okay,
it's very different.
Sure.
Whereas I guess for men, it's probably like the same sensation ish.
Yeah, I read an article that said like when women orgasm, it's like ecstasy, like magic through their body, and it lasts for however long. Dude, I come in and 5 seconds later, I'm like, oh, why am I here?
Well, see, I'm like that, so I think I'm maybe a man.
You might be.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm like, quick, one and done.
Bow.
Yeah. And then I'm like, that's enough.
Don't look at me.
Yeah. That's how we do it in the UK.
I do love that.
Do not look at me.
I do love that.
But yeah, this man and his colleague below him, I think... Don't ask her out.
I mean, if he likes her. I mean, hell, look, Columbus took a chance, found America. What are we talking about here?
That's true.
So, I mean, look, if it's, I just think it might be bad business to be in bed with someone in the business. Because then you've hated somebody in a breakup, right?
Yeah.
That becomes a weird work environment, ain't it? Would you imagine?
Yeah.
That's now your boss and they hold that over you. I just don't know if that's. When the chickens come home to roost, I don't think that's where you want to be standing.
Yeah.
So.
Comedians fuck a lot, though, don't they? Each other.
Yeah, some do. I don't really. Once again, I take a lot of women out on tour with me.
Yeah.
Okay? And I have sex with a lot of women out on tour with me.
A lot
of
lizards.
But the girls that I take out with me, I don't fuck with them because we're in the same business, right?
Yeah.
And that can insinuate trouble.
Yeah.
Right? Because we're colleagues. We work colleagues.
Yeah.
And I don't want you to fuck me to think, oh, she's getting a leg up here. Oh, she fucks him up. Because women already kind of get tarnished in this realm, yeah, in the comedy world. And I always hear all the time, well, women aren't funny. Dude, my mom is the funniest woman I've ever met in my entire life. So when I see funny girl comics, I'm like, yeah, dude, come out. Like, that'll resonate great. Yeah. It's right. A lot of them will be good looking women and they'll dress themselves down and get like to, so they can get, I'm like, nah, dude, fuck that. Fuck what comics think about you. They ain't the one buying tickets to your show. Be you. Don't ever, they told the Beatles to cut their hair. They told Elvis not to shake his hips. Yeah. Fuck them.
Yeah. So I have that issue because I have huge breasts.
Really?
Yeah. And so I often have to cover them up to stop distracting people.
Do you?
Because they're so massive.
Well.
Yeah.
Is that big in Britain?
Yes.
Because in Texas, they might call you an 11-year-old little boy. You know, come here, little boy. You know what I'm saying? No, I love that. Your breasts are nice.
Yeah, they're like.
On the OnlyFans. So now you're just doing like pic. Do you do funny shit on there? Do you do erotic shit on there?
I mean, if people want to laugh, they can. I would rather they didn't.
Yeah.
No, I keep it pretty normal, I would say. I mostly just do photos and videos. But if it's videos, yeah, I'm just like on my own. So like talking to the camera kind of thing.
Okay.
But yeah.
When you did the boy girl shit, was it like with like a lover?
No, it was with.
Or talent.
I did it like 3 times with different performers. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like in those situations, it's a lot more like work oriented. So it's not.
It's really, very clinical.
Yeah, it's very hey, we're gonna, you know, here. It's very
designed. Yeah.
Still come all the same, but. What does that mean?
Yeah. True.
Is that piss or is that squirt? No, that's all piss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Squirt is a myth.
Well, it ain't.
It's a piss.
They still do it, but it's not like some kind of organic juice. It's
okay.
It's piss.
Yeah. If you ever pissed during sex,
I pissed on somebody during sex. Like,
really? They asked.
Yeah. I didn't just hey, you know. Don't feel like that's warranted, you know.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I guess that's pretty. That's good.
What's the wildest shit you've ever done?
What is the wildest shit?
Has that ever been asked on your podcast? I don't mean to be drilling you on your own podcast, but I'm curious.
The wildest thing I've ever done is probably got on top for about 2 minutes. That was pretty crazy that day.
Pretty crazy. Yeah. Huh? Whoa. Yeah.
He was pretty impressed, I must say. Yeah. So that's about how crazy it gets.
Holy shit.
Yeah, for sure.
I actually lied to you about not ever meeting a British woman in person.
Okay.
I once fucked a British woman in person and we went.
In person, not in, telepathically.
We went to the Halloween costume store and she got a red coat, like a British soldier.
Okay,
and
yeah.
And I had sex with her while she wore the entire uniform.
Is that not an insult to your ancestors?
Who gives a shit? I came everywhere. You hear me? I said it. I'm talking everywhere.
Right, yeah.
Splooge Central.
Right, okay. Wow.
Yeah. And she tried to get on top and wasn't having it.
She didn't want to. Yeah, it's a British.
It's a British thing.
We're very lazy.
Yeah, no, I get it. Crumpets and tea.
We like to conquer lands, but not conquer penis.
Yeah.
Yeah. That is how we do it.
Yes.
So do you have armadillos here?
We do.
And what are they like?
They're assholes. They just
really
dig up. They dig up and root up the gardens and shit like that. They're not really have a purpose.
You know what? I have yet to meet a possum or a raccoon. Well, except for the dead one.
The one in my car.
Yeah.
Raccoons are cool. When they got rabies, they're all fucked, right? They get seen out. But possums are actually, they're ugly and they're mean as shit and they hiss, but they eat ticks. They kill ticks and they eat like you ever had a tick on you? Do y'all know what that is?
Yeah.
So they get rid of ticks and bugs. So they're actually like extremely like beneficial to the environment, the ecosystem in Texas.
Okay. Yeah.
But yeah, they're assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've never put one in your arsehole?
No. I let it jerk me off, but I wouldn't put it in my asshole.
Now that's a true lot lizard. Armadillo.
Hey, a lot armadillo.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. How long have we been going for?
40 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. 40 minutes? Yeah. Right, okay. Yeah. Right.
How long do they usually run?
Like an hour.
Okay.
But we'll do, we're going to do one more problem.
Gotcha.
And then we're going to wrap it up.
Love it.
Okay. I hope you always wrap it up. Oh.
But I get tested every week.
Right, so, okay.
Because I'm a gentleman.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I don't want to put, you know, I don't want to put that on you.
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Fair enough. Okay. So, okay, this gentleman says, right, the apps, they're not working for him. Where can he go to get pussy?
Well, they got the Asian massage parlors and all that.
True.
You know, that's nice. But, dude, listen, I'm going to be honest with you. I've went on one day off of a dating app one time.
That's really?
I'm not a real big computer guy, you know, so to speak. Honestly, dude, here, I'll give him a piece. This is what he needs to do. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the gentleman looks like, but that's irrelevant. You can always make yourself look better than what you really are. But
yeah.
Here lately, when I go out to bars, okay, I have a keen sense for an older lady, you know.
Okay.
I do like a woman that's been rode hard and put up wet, single mother of sorts. And
okay, yes.
You know, I'll find one that's attractive, you know, in their mid-40s or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I walk up to them and I'll say, hey, listen,
mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to blow smoke up your ass.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to hit on you. But I need you to know, you look like my mom at 21. And then I just walk away. Plant the seed, walk away. Because what it does, Miss PhD, is it elicits response. Because there's two trains of thought there. So he thinks I'm a lot younger than I actually look, but does he really want to fuck his mom? Now, either one doesn't matter.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to come back and talk to you.
Yes.
So try that on for size. Walk around in them shoes and see how that works. That's how you get pussy.
Whoa.
You got to stand out. Everybody, okay. Oh my God, you're so beautiful. Or I'll tell a woman like, hey, your belly button might be the cure for cancer.
Oh my
Who
God.
Says that? Nobody.
No one.
But belly button is the on deck circle to pussy. Which is a baseball reference, meaning the next batter up is on deck, swinging his bat. You got to take a couple practice cuts till you get down to the big leagues.
Wow.
You're welcome. I know I'm sweating too.
Oh my God. What if I went to a man and I said I found him very attractive because he reminds me of my brother, do you think that would work?
I don't know, but you have to phrase it a certain type of way.
Okay.
Hey, you look at my brother. You want to fuck? You can't do that.
Okay.
But if you walk up and be like, listen, I lost my brother when I was young. And you look just like him. And I just, can you mind if I just hold you? Can I just smell your hair? You know, maybe something weird like licking.
You mind if I just sucked your penis?
Yeah, well, see, you mind if we wrestle?
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
Wrestling always turns into sucking somebody's penis.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah. That's what they do in jiu-jitsu, right?
I think that BBJ.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bam! That's it. Off the top.
That is very fucking true. What is it you like about single mums then?
Stability.
Oh.
And honestly, my mom is a single mom, so maybe there's something deep rooted in
there.
I don't want to fuck my mom by any means.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Usually, I've always thought this about women.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why I think women. Men who transition into women and play women's sports, I think that's fucking stupid. Now, if you are a man, you want to be a woman, more power to you. Don't mind it one bit.
Yeah. Right?
But I do think women, biologically, chemically, make up in mind, they're more nurturing than men.
Yeah.
Right? And ones that have kids and bear life and have a responsibility for another human being, they tend to be more understanding about shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
More. And I don't need a woman as wild as me. I don't.
Mm-hmm.
And then women can't be that because they got children. They got responsibilities.
Yeah.
And that opposite kind of dynamic attracts me, I think. I think so.
I was thinking,
and honestly, I like a pussy wallered out because tight pussy makes me claustrophobic.
That is fair enough.
Boom.
Well done. Yeah. Boom. Wow. I was thinking, I think the reason why I was saying this to my female friend the other day, the reason why I think DILFs are hot, right, it's something about knowing that a man has sperm that works that's nice.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
Knowing that he's fertile.
Do you want kids?
Yes.
Clocks are ticking, darling.
I know.
At 35, ain't it like your eggs like make Down syndrome babies or some shit like
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Somewhere, that's the rumor.
So that's what I'm here in the US to hopefully trap someone.
Goddamn, get a green card here?
Yeah, get a green card. Yeah. I'll give you £50 for a green card if you marry me.
When you say pounds, is that like?
That would probably be like $60.
Okay, so our dollar's better than y'all's now.
Yeah, I mean, like a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah, our pound is, the pound is pretty weak at the moment. But the women are not weak.
No.
We're still strong-willed. Strong heart.
Strong on mule.
Yeah. Oh, we have donkeys.
Yeah, we have them too.
Oh, really?
They keep the coyotes away.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why you have donkeys in like... with cattle and shit, right? Because they're mean. Donkeys are extremely territorial. They're like a mean horse.
Yeah.
And they'll bite and kick the fuck out of you with no remorse.
Oh, my God.
Kind of like the single women I go with.
Yeah. So what's next for Uncle Laser? What are your plans for the future?
Just try not to die.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't want to die face down in a motel with Tom Baudet with a thumb up my ass leaving a light on for me. I don't know, man. Look, I'm trying... If I can make people's day a tad bit better by making them laugh throughout the day, I've won. That's all I want to do, just spread a little kindness and lovingness and have a good old time.
Yeah.
That's what I like doing.
That's a great philosophy to have. Now, I was going to say, is there anything you want to tell my audience, maybe promote anything?
Well, I mean, most of my, I would imagine, are in the Philippines. You said
they are in the Philippines.
Okay. Well, I'll be there soon. just check me out, Uncle Laser. Check out my podcast, My Drunk Uncle. And I'll be doing an England tour.
Really?
Next summer. Yes, I'll be out there for a few dates.
Oh, my God.
There in France. So.
I have to take you to Wetherspoons.
Please.
It is the tippy top of culture.
Yes.
In the UK.
No, very posh. Is that what they say?
Well, it's kind of for the lowest of the low, Wetherspoons.
Oh, no, those are my people.
Yeah, people. You'll like it.
I just want to go to a pub and get in a bar fight. That's what I want to do.
Oh, yes.
I'm very good at that.
Yeah.